And this is actually part two of part five of Encore Lesson number 7. Sorry, as I work out how to do podcasts, I appreciate that the file I recorded was actually too big to transfer onto my website. So here is part two, starting off again with any experience of what was discussed. I have used it for hemangiosarcomas and just submitted for an undifferentiated sarcoma. And as it says, that's great. We hope you received useful information from the reports. I have at least a dozen patients on these therapies, and they are not entered into any database. I am using targeted therapies in addition to the standard of care, and for the most part, these are therapies that tend to be well tolerated. I would say we have sequencing for less than half, usually because the sample is not available, or we have tried cytology and the sample was not cellular enough, even after repeat efforts. And that was in a hepatocellular carcinoma. And Esther commented, we do recall the frustrating HCC case to which you were referring. Unfortunately, we have to turn away samples if they don't meet our minimum thresholds of DNA quantity and quality, since these are the thresholds set out per our validation studies for reliable sequencing results. I'm currently looking into commercial testing for translational work in immuno-oncology, and this brings up a good discussion regarding profiles and information as to what Vidium Animal Health may have available. Sounds promising. I've used targeted therapy in many patients, mostly those that have failed all other treatments or have tumours with no effective treatment, which is exactly where it should be used. I don't have a strong feeling that it works, but again, it is in highly refractory patients, so selecting for poor outcomes. I haven't used Searchlight specifically, although I've been trying to get it established at several of the hospitals I visit. We hope you get a chance to use it soon, and hopefully earlier in the treatment plan instead of when all options have been exhausted. We look forward to a point when we can show well-tolerated combinations and doses for conventional therapy with targeted therapy, so the targeted therapy can be started much earlier in the course of treatment. Some studies are already underway looking at the safety of combination therapy, so we hope to be able to get that at some point soon. I'm starting more targeted therapies, but often after standard of care. Should we be resubmitting new samples, if possible, for Searchlight as the genomic landscape may be changing? Having more adverse event information may make this easier to incorporate with other therapies from the beginning. As we've discussed before, I'm using this on the hard-to-diagnose cases where IHC has not provided an answer, and I at least have some markers and drugs to talk about with those cases. I use your cytology histology services as well. How great that you are using targeted therapies. We do prefer to have the most recent sample prior to starting targeted therapy, since it will lend itself to giving you the most pertinent mutational landscape of that tumor. So if you have a sample that you can submit post-therapy, that's preferred. However, we do acknowledge that you don't always have a recurrent or metastatic sample. Either there isn't a tumor to sample or the tumor is difficult to sample. So in those cases, we are limited to using the initial sample. Still, we have had several successes arising from this latter scenario. And as we get more information about AEs for combination, chemo plus targeted therapy, we can be more comfortable with using targeted therapy earlier in the course of therapy, utilizing the initial tumor sample that was genomically evaluated. I have begun using Searchlight for those tumors for which there is little to no data with more traditional drugs, e.g. splenic stromal sarcoma, thyroid carcinoma, etc. The biggest challenges I see are the turnaround times, since most of the patients I see have already had their tumours submitted to commercial labs, as well as the cost knowledge gap. For those clients with limited finances, it can be a big leap to agree to a test where we don't have much evidence in addition to the risk that no useful mutational information is identified. Well, we're glad to have provided you with another option for those tumours that lack standard therapy. We also appreciate that this is an expensive test, especially for those with limited funds. Fortunately, the cost of genomic analysis is on the downward trend, which will make it increasingly more affordable as the technology gets better and more efficient. And editors notes, oncologists start using the technology more. Genetic analysis is not something that I routinely discuss with my clients due to the gaps in knowledge. If more data like this is presented, then it may become something that I offer on a more regular basis. Well, we're glad that we can bring substantive and impactful information to change the course of therapy for our patients. And editor's note, this is why I do OncoLS, to provide more information to the clinician to give them better informed decisions. So finally, thoughts for the future. Dr. Khanna seemed very concerned about targeted therapy in the last Hope versus Hype webinar. He reported some negative results in human studies that were very vocal about how we should warn pet owners. Vidium's recent results look encouraging to me for these drugs. Does Vidium have any concerns about targeted therapies and compounding like Dr. Khanna was discussing? We appreciate that there are failures and successes for any therapy, and our point with this publication was to highlight the successes with genomically guided targeted therapy. I do not discount that compounding is an arena that should be explored more. However, keep in mind that all the patients who received targeted therapy in our study received compounded targeted therapy. So, while more could be done to elucidate PK and dosing for these compounded targeted therapies, we now have evidence of prolonged progression-free survival in dogs receiving compounded targeted therapy that was genomically informed. I'm excited to see more information that can guide us on how to use these drugs. Like Palladia, there are probably more ways to use these than we currently realize. And we absolutely agree. As we identify these genetic mutations, I would like to see how it may provide valuable information regarding patient prognosis that may help guide owner decisions. It's the patients in the tails on both sides of the bell-shaped curve I want to understand better. We absolutely agree. How great would it be to be able to predict more precisely how an individual will respond to a given drug? I echo the thoughts about data and efficacy, but I would also like to see other sources for targeted therapy, so we're not completely beholden to a single compounding pharmacy. We do hope more and more compounding pharmacies become available. Currently, there are three major ones that service most, if not all, of the US, so it's not just one that you are beholden to be using. And my comments, Wedgwood, Stokes and Best Bet RX are the three companies, and reports issued by Vidium do contain details on the sources and the prices and the doses of the drugs recommended. Has there been any discussion about setting up a database where people can submit information on patients where they have used targeted therapies? It might provide a helpful starting point for future research. Yes, and it would be lovely to get such a database up and running. If anyone out there would like to volunteer, give me a shout. I would want to see more of this type of data so that we can have a larger bank of information that can help us decide whether to do genetic analysis and also whether or not it is helpful. And the final point, we absolutely agree that more data can only strengthen what we already currently know. And there we go. That brings a close to the fifth and final part of OncoLS number 7. I do hope you find all of this information useful and interesting, and more importantly, it does help you to explore, discover the new landscape that is facing all of us, and hopefully to bring these new technologies to your clients so that we can all together improve the lives of our patients. Thanks very much for listening. Take care, and I will be back again just after VCS, towards the end of October, for OncoLS number 8. Have a great day.